Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. It's so good to be in the new year, isn't it? It's just amazing. But you know, some of you are going to be receiving credit card statements. You're going to be receiving bills that you weren't necessarily prepared for because you spent at Thanksgiving and Christmas, and now it's going to hit. Interesting. What if you could really change up the money game? What if you could, at the end of this year, have enough money that you're not dipping into credit cards, you're not dipping into going into more debt. You're in a place where you've created wealth. You're in a place where you don't have to think about it. It's just you've got multiple streams of income working for you on a consistent basis. You're in a place where you're feeling joyous about money. You know, money loves you and you love money, right? It's just flowing in. And you're doing the things that you really want to do with your money. Well, listen, it can happen for you, and it can happen if you are willing to take some time, listen to a program like this, take a deep dive into your money. By the way, for some of you that would like to take a deep dive into your money issues, I have a free program I'm offering, a 30-minute session with me. I guarantee at the end of that 30 minutes with me, you're going to shift your money consciousness in a way. We'll set up a plan for you that'll really benefit you in the new year. It's only a limited time in the new year, but you can go to kendfoster.com to get that session with me. 30 minutes. Got to step into your courage to do it. But hey, listen, why not? Why not? You're only living once. Why not step in and live an abundant life instead of a life with struggle? All right. I have an amazing guest that's kicking off our new year. And he's been on my show a couple times last year because I love his brilliance. I love his understanding about creating wealth and generating money for my audience. So stay tuned. And he's going to be right on as soon as I take this break. And we'll be right back. All right.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, and as I promised, I have my very special guest, Ken Honda, on the show. Ken, welcome.
Hello. Thank you, and thank you for inviting me back, and you're my favorite host, so I'm so excited to be back.
Well, you're one of my favorite guests too, Ken. I just love having you on the show because so many people get so much benefit from you. And for mm-hmm. those of you that don't know Ken, Ken's a multi-million best-selling author. He's sold books all over. How many books you have out there now?
I have about 70 or 80 books out there in Japanese, and this is the only book in English or in other languages.
Okay, and what's the name of that one?
Oh, it's called Happy Money. It's very simple. It looks like a smile. It says Happy Money.
I love it. I had to ask you that because I have an audio audience too. We're on FM and FM across the United States, and also a lot of people listen to us on podcasts. Well, Happy Money is kind of where a lot of this started, Ken. Can you talk about your journey just a little bit for those of you that those that haven't heard you before?
Right. So I'll just make it very brief. I was born into a unique family. My father was a tax accountant who had the biggest office in the town called Kobe, which is west of Tokyo. And then he started me teaching about money since I was 6 or 7. So I became very good at making money, keeping money, investing in money. So by the age 29, I could retire for my baby girl. My retirement was planned for 2 weeks, but it got extended to 2 months and a year. And then I ended up spending 4 years for my baby girl. And 3 years into semi-retirement, I got this inspiration to write. And then I started writing on happiness and money and started distributing my 10-page essays to my friends. And then a publisher picked it up and they asked me to write a book, which I did, which is 21 years ago. And since then, I've been mass producing books and sold almost 9 million copies by now.
9 million. Okay, I knew they were in the millions. I didn't realize it was that high. That is amazing. Uh-huh. Congratulations on that, Ken. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm a book addict. I'm addicted to reading books. I'm addicted to writing books, which I think that would be the healthiest addiction I could think of. My father was really into alcoholic. I don't like drugs or alcohol, or I don't want to smoke. So that could be the healthiest addiction I can think of.
Well, I love that. Well, any kind of addiction where you're a service to people and you're helping people to become aware, become enlightened, and subjects that they're just not aware. You know, everybody wasn't given the same training and understanding as you, and so this is an opportunity for them to learn. Ken, let's talk about the mindset of money. There are a lot of people that don't have a wealth mindset. They have a lot of stop-start patterns. They start making money. They stop. They overspend. They undersave. They don't realize how to get out of the, the weakness thoughts that they have around money. So let's just start there. Let's have a conversation there. You've been doing this a long time. Let's talk about that, where people can start to think differently.
Right. Yes, you know. The book I recently published last month is now hitting a national bestseller list, and the book it's called "What I Want You to Know About Money: 6 Teachings." So the first teaching I wrote in the book, by the way, English translation is not available yet. Sorry. The first lesson I wrote is realize that you're forced into money game. That means that the game we're playing, it's called money game, but we didn't know we're playing right now. Nobody tells us. But since we are 6 or 7, we started to play money game. But our parents didn't tell us. We didn't sign any agreement that we're going to play. But we are forced into this money game. And then we get allowances and we spend money, right? And also later on, we get salary, or we get fees, and then we spend money. But nobody really taught us how to do it. We're told, don't waste money. But we don't know if the bill we're paying, is this wasting money? Probably not. But how about buying a new iPhone? You know, is this wasting money? So a lot of people are so confused about making money and spending money. And also, we are not told how to invest unless you're born into a wealthy family. So we are so confused. We have no education, but yet we're thrown out into this capitalist society. And we are not really sure if you're playing the right game. Is this a baseball or a basketball or swimming? We don't know. And then we're so confused. But somehow we keep playing. We know we're not winning because we have a hard time playing the game. And the worst part of it all is that there's no end. A friend of mine said his father, who's in the hospital, asked him, can we pay for the hospital bills? You know, he's 83. You just give this man a peace of mind. But money game is so cruel. You know, you have to keep playing until you drop.
I like that. I think when you frame it as a money game and you really understand, people understand that they really are coming into the money game, you know, when you come in early, I think that really helps a lot of people to really rethink this. You know, a lot of people come in the money game and they're taught to spend first and then earn money. Mm-hmm. And I think they have that philosophy, you know, with the credit cards, which is so massive in the United States. I'm not sure how it is in Japan there, but there's a lot of people that owe just a lot of debt. And yeah. I know I got caught up into that credit card game for a while. Man, it's hard to get out of it, you know, but it's important to get out of it. Let's mm-hmm. address that thinking of spending first and then saving or paying it off next.
Yeah, there's I saw interesting, you know, signboard in North America. I took a picture somewhere and it said, buy now, regret later at home. So that means like you're supposed to buy now and then regret later at home.
Oh, I love that. I think that a lot of people do that, you know, and I think that maybe some of our audience are sitting there right now. They're going, yeah, you know, I overspent it the holidays and now now I got to pay for it.
Right. Yeah. So I think it's kind of sad that we are thrown into this game and then nobody tells us what are the rules. And then once we think we know the rules, the rules change. And then we didn't get any emails that money games are changed as of whatever. So for example, real estate was a good game until 2022. But now, everywhere in London and San Francisco, all the cities in Europe and also China, especially, all the real estate prices are falling crazy. So now real estate investing could be risky. And so far, other things are going up. Some things are going down. So we don't even know which rules are right. And Nobody seems to know, especially around among people who don't know about money. So we have to figure out money rules by ourselves, and then we definitely know we're not winning, but we don't know who are winning. You know, that is a tragedy.
Okay, so you've asked a lot of questions, like what are the rules today? Who is winning? How do we start to learn that?
So I think the most important thing is you have to know that there are rules and you have to figure out.
You know, and I've got to interrupt you. I just noticed I got to take a break. So let me take the okay. break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about those rules. Okay.
All right.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws. And we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Welcome back, everybody. If you just joined me, I'm talking with Ken Honda, mega best-selling author, and we're talking about the money game and how we win the money game. Ken, rules. Let's talk about rules. What are the rules? How do we know the rules? Where do we find the rules?
Right. So, like, the basic rules is if you spend too much, we'll be in debt. That's as simple as that. But the funny thing is, people know the rules, but people break it. So if you know that if you spend too much money and beyond your means, you'll be in debt. But millions of American people, not only Americans, Chinese, Japanese, Europeans, people who cannot control themselves, overspent. And it's like the same thing with eating. You know, if you eat too much, you get weight, but people cannot control. So the same thing, if you don't know how to control your appetite for money or just spending money, you'll be in credit card debt or all sorts of trouble. So there are many money rules and people know, but people don't obey. So as a result, they get penalty. That means high interest rate. If you borrow money from a credit card, the interest rate is higher than borrowing money from the banks. But still, people do it. And then the compound interest of debt will crush them a couple of years later.
Well, I like the concept of borrowing money from myself mm-hmm. as opposed from a bank or as opposed from a credit card company. So that's a mindset where we save the money. You know, you have the money in the bank, you spend the money, but then you pay yourself back. That makes more sense to me. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, go ahead.
Yes. So the things I've realized is that the people who just don't have the money, there are only two problems. One, you're making too little money. Two, you're spending too much money. The difference ends up becoming a debt. If you can increase your income and then decrease your spending, there will be little money left every month. But this is just a simple rule and simple math, but not many people obey that. So that would be the first thing I would suggest to people. So the mantra I can give you is, if I don't buy this today, am I going to die tomorrow? If I don't buy this today, am I going to buy tomorrow? Am I going to die tomorrow? That means if I don't buy a new iPhone, am I going to die? Usually not. So unless it's related to survival, like food, you know, really basic food, you can just decrease your spending until you get your money issues under control.
That's good. Yeah, one of the mantras we used, my wife and I, was, do we need it or do we want it? Right? Mm-hmm. If you know, if you absolutely need it, then that's something different. But if I just want, if I'm going on all my wants and desires, gotta look at that. All right, what's the next rule?
Okay. So once you just, by the way, that's like a very elementary school type of rules. And once you kind of know those rules, you have to understand how to spend your money well, because there are two kinds of money. Money that that grow and then come back to you with your friend. That means that your money that you spend will grow. Like if you spend in books, if you learn something, if you just hang around with the good people, then that will bring money. But if you just gamble your money, if you just waste your money, if you buy things that don't really serve you, your money will die. That they don't come back. So those are the very simple rules. And then unless you learn those simple rules, you cannot go to the junior high school or high school or college.
That makes sense. All right, let's go to junior high. All right, so we got the curb the appetite for spending. Next, you know, understand that you've got to find investments, or you've got to find ways to put your money so the money actually grows and comes back to you. All right, let's say we do those two things. What's next?
Actually, I cannot teach you the junior high and high because you need to build up your intelligence. But the basic, I'll just go back to the basic a little bit. Robert Kiyosaki says you have to tell the difference between asset and debt. It's an elementary school level, but still people cannot really do that. So in short sentence, asset will bring you the money. Debt will take out the money. So that kind of small thing, you know, credit and debt, unless you understand those things, you cannot go to the more intermediate. But since you are interested in just knowing about that, so the intermediate or high school level is that you have to change the way you get paid. You know, there are so many ways to get paid. A lot of people work like an employee mentality. That means the work you do, you get paid next week or next this month. So you get paid weekly or monthly. And that's it. And if you are self-employed people, you just work and then send the invoice, and then your invoice gets paid next month. Or it could be like 2 months later. So that's how you do. But once you get paid, that's it. If you just work like that, you cannot become wealthy. Wealthy people get paid from the same work twice, three times, or four times. That's more advanced level. For example, you have to arrange your work when you start working. I'll just give you some example. Like I'm an author, right? So I have written more than 70 or 80 books. And so when I was 34, I wrote an international bestseller. It still pays me around $30,000 to $50,000 every year. So the work I did when I was 34, 23 years ago, still pay me. So wealthy people get paid from the past. That means as if my 30-year-old young version is working alongside with me, and then he's making as much money for other people's income for me. He's going to do it for me 2024. He's going to do it for me for 2025. So my younger me, when I was 34, 35, 36, 37, there are like 10 of me who are working. So all the income that they generate are still paying me. For example, if you're a photographer and then your client of 15 years ago come back to you and say, thank you for the photo. I look at the family photo every day. My five-year-old boy is now 20, but I really appreciate you for taking this picture because it's a treasure. Can I pay you another $500 after 15 years? It's not like that. Nothing like that happens. Because the photographer is the occupation that they don't arrange their payment that way. So you have to be smart in setting up the way you do. You have to be creative. If you keep getting paid more than two or three times, and if you keep doing it for at least 10 years or more, you can become wealthy. So if you're a single person working for you, and then if you get paid by the end of every month, you pay all the bills, not much will be left. So you have to be a little smarter, but it's more at advanced level. If you are struggling with credit card debt, you have to have financial thing under control. And then you can go to the next level.
I like that a lot. You know, when I was in credit card debt, I tried paying off the credit cards every month. I tried the formulas that said pay the smallest first and then pay off the larger ones down the road. And what I found out for me, that didn't work. What worked for me was creating savings and starting putting a certain about 10% into that savings every month. Some about having that savings and watching that grow, it was easier to pay off the debt.
Right, right. So like paying off the credit card is a more elementary level, but it's almost like you're paying from the present to the young you. So your young you is getting money from you. So if you have to pay your young you, that means you have less income. That's why you don't have enough money in your bank account. So borrowing money really is bad because not only it decreases the money you have, it just gives you depressing feeling, which is not quite good, as many of you know.
Yeah, and by the way, everything is energy, and that feeling, that vibration, that energy that will attract new money and new ideas and things to you gets depressed when you're, at least did for me when I was in debt. So I just want to throw that out there. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're moving along here. Now, I do have to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about the next principle with you around being able to really create wealth. So we'll be right back. Go from there. For all of you, I want to thank you for joining me today. Remember, this is a show that grows because you grow. And this is a show that grows because you share. So if you want to grow, you want to become part of this community, we hope you'll subscribe to our YouTube channel. We also hope that you'll share the show with people that you care about and love so that we can all grow together. From my heart to yours, until we meet again, may you continue to look for and seek the unseeable in all areas of your life. See the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Take care. Hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. It's so good to be in the new year, isn't it? It's just amazing. But you know, some of you are going to be receiving credit card statements. You're going to be receiving bills that you weren't necessarily prepared for because you spent at Thanksgiving and Christmas, and now it's going to hit. Interesting. What if you could really change up the money game? What if you could, at the end of this year, have enough money that you're not dipping into credit cards, you're not dipping into going into more debt. You're in a place where you've created wealth. You're in a place where you don't have to think about it. It's just you've got multiple streams of income working for you on a consistent basis. You're in a place where you're feeling joyous about money. You know, money loves you and you love money, right? It's just flowing in. And you're doing the things that you really want to do with your money. Well, listen, it can happen for you, and it can happen if you are willing to take some time, listen to a program like this, take a deep dive into your money. By the way, for some of you that would like to take a deep dive into your money issues, I have a free program I'm offering, a 30-minute session with me. I guarantee at the end of that 30 minutes with me, you're going to shift your money consciousness in a way. We'll set up a plan for you that'll really benefit you in the new year. So we have limited time in the new year, but you can go to kendifoster.com to get that session with me. 30 minutes. Got to step into your courage to do it. But hey, listen, why not? Why not? You're only living once. Why not step in and live an abundant life instead of a life with struggle? I have an amazing guest that's kicking off our new year. And he's been on my show a couple times last year because I love his brilliance. I love his understanding about creating wealth and generating money for my audience. So stay tuned. And he's going to be right on as soon as I take this break. And we'll be right back. All right.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Candy Foster. I hope you're enjoying this show. You know, we bring shows like this to you every week, and we have a category, a catalog, of shows out there that are all for you. They are all for you to help change your mindset, change your thinking. I work with the top authors, speakers, trainers, and wealth magnets, I want to call them, in the world in all areas of life. So I hope you'll tell your family and friends about our show, and that's how we grow, and continue to listen. A lot of these shows, like this one today, listen to it a few times because Ken Honda is really giving us some advice that will really help shift your thinking, shift your mindset. As within, so without, right? As you think, so you project in the world. This show is all about helping you to project wealth into the world. Here's Ken. All right, Ken, we're back. Next principle. Let's talk about it.
So there are so many principles, but it's not just knowing one thing, you know, that will just give you financial independence. So I think I can just talk about the general thing for today. If you just find what you love and then start doing it more, that means you get paid more. So if you're struggling, you have to make both ends meet. That is even before elementary. But once you have your financial thing under control, and for example, if you're a single mom who is getting paid small, you have to find a job that pay you a little bit more. So that way you feel better about yourself and you feel more appreciated once you start using your gift. So you have to figure out what you're good at. Are you good at sales? Are you good at listening? Are you good at connecting people? Are you good at inventing something? You must be good at something. That's what you have to find. And if you do more of what you are good at, then people notice you. People say, I think you should do more. And then you get transferred to the right department. And if you don't get transferred to the right department, maybe it's a time for you to leave where you are and then start finding a new job. And eventually, you do what you're good at more, you get paid more, and you create your clientele. And if you have more than 300 clientele, you can start your own business and you do well.
Well, and I'll plus this with you, Ken. You know, I've been coaching individuals for the last 28 years to help them to understand the principles of wealth. And like you said, there's a lot of principles here. You know, it's about learning, growing, evolving, and remembering who we are at our core. One thing I want to say to plus you on that is that if it's not working for you right now, where you're, let's say you have a job right now, or you're doing something that's not working for you, it's not working for the other people either, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. I want you to think about that. Because, you know, so a lot of times people stay in their position because they feel like they need to support somebody or help a company or something like that. But honestly, if it's not working for you, it's not working for them. So Ken's words of wisdom are really, no matter what level you are and what stage you are, I work with people that are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, even 70s, that are reinventing themselves and taking it to the next life. You know, just because you haven't succeeded the way that you want to doesn't mean you can't succeed in the future. And I know Ken would say that too. All right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Ken, the money game. You know, there's a piece that some people just feel like they're never going to succeed with this money game. Any words of wisdom around that piece?
So you have to know what is your money game for you. if you can keep paying all the bills okay in time, and if you have some money left, you will not feel so much stress like all the other people. And then if you are satisfied with where you are financially, you are sort of winning the money game. Think of the business tycoon who are just expanding their business. They always need to borrow cash and just get investors, and they're full of stress. So even if they have, if they're worth millions or billions, they are struggling emotionally. So you don't have to go through that. You don't have to become a millionaire billionaire in order to be a happy person. So you have to figure out how much income is sufficient for you. Maybe it's lower than you think. And so instead of having two cars, you may be able to get by with only one car. Instead of having two homes, you may be okay with one home. Instead of having a huge house, you can be happy with a two-bedroom house or apartment. So just figure out how much do you need, and then also the way you earn money.
That's true.
By doing that, you can find happiness.
What's that, Ken?
Oh, by doing that, you can find happiness easily.
Well, happiness is very evasive for a lot of people. Let me just ask you, let me personalize this a little bit. What makes you happy today? What makes you happy?
Today, when I found, Candy Foster in the name of a host, it just brought me a smile. Oh, Ken again? Something a little, I remember having a great conversation with you. You're just so generous, and you ask the right questions, and you have a special gift of embracing your guest. And then I'm sure all the viewers and listeners feel the same way. People can feel your warmth and your heart. So I just have a good feeling. Wow, this is a fun day. I'm going to shoot some videos, and I'll write something. So today is, this is just a happy day, a happy way of starting my day.
Yeah.
So it just brought me a smile.
It's funny. When I first got into media, people were telling me, why are you getting into media? Why are you doing starting radio? I said, why are you doing a radio show? There's no money in that. I said, well, because I enjoy it. I love it. And I had a lot of people, well, how are you going to make money in that? Well, I've been profitable since day one because I used my creativity and my business experience to get the right sponsors in the show starting early on, right? So the reason I say that is because a lot of you are sitting out there in the audience thinking, well, Ken's saying do what you love and the money will follow. Well, yeah, it will. Of course, you got to use your creativity. You have to get outside of your thinking, and you can't listen to the naysayers. They're there for a reason. They're there to test your resolve. How strong are you committed to doing what Ken is talking about, changing your money game this year permanently? Like permanently. What if you didn't have money struggles for the rest of your life? How would your life be? Would you be happier, like Ken is saying? Happy for no reason, happy because you're doing what you feel good about doing, right? So Ken, when I think of Ken Honda, you put a smile on my face too, and Tim were together. I wonder myself, what makes Ken tick, right? Why write 66 books? Why do that, right? And you got a whole bunch more coming out. What makes you tick, brother?
This is for me, it's a happy addiction. I cannot just stop seeing other people just find who they are. When they find who they are, they just shine. Like, wow, Ken, I'm so happy. I just discovered my gifts. I think I want to sing. I want to speak. I want to write. I want to cook. So when people find their true passion, it's just a blast of energy coming toward me. I had a seminar in Hiroshima, and then people gathered from all over Japan, and I was so happy to see it. I'd done 4-day events, and then it was so exciting to see how people realize that they can do so much better in their life. So that is almost like a reward for my soul. So that's how I feel.
I love that. Well, listen, I just completed, I've said this on the air a couple times. Last year October, I completed a 700-mile bike ride from San Francisco down to San Diego.
That's right. You told me that.
7 days.
How did it go?
It went really well. You know, here's the reason I mentioned is because I thought I was probably going to get weaker and weaker every day because that's how my mind thought, right? But the truth was I got stronger and stronger. And I did, you know, what I did was I tested my limits. I pushed myself way beyond what I thought was possible. And I had so much joy and so much happiness. In fact, Ken, get this, when I came into La Jolla, California, somehow the universe arranged it where I led the whole 166 riders into the finish line, right? You know, it wasn't something that I consciously went, oh, I want to do this. It just unfolded that way. And which, you know, was kind of a little magic, you know, to this whole ride. But the point is this, it's like if somebody's playing this money game right now and you're in a place where you've been playing it over and over again, it's doing the same thing every year, it's time to set a really big goal for yourself, is from my point of view. Get outside your comfort zone, test your limits, go do what you love, and see if you could break the pattern. If nothing else, I guarantee you, Ken will probably say the same thing. You're going to be happier. What do you think, Ken? Mm-hmm. What do you think? Test limits.
Definitely. That's what I'm doing, you know. Doing this in English is such a out of my box thing. It's so hard, you know. If you just think about it, if you do this in Spanish and French or in Japanese, it's like, oh my God, what am I going to say? But after doing this for 5 years, I feel so good about myself. You know, I started learning English about 6 years ago, very serious about this and sharing what I knew with English-speaking audience. And just I feel so much joy, so much deep gratitude about what I'm able to do. So I'm so glad I was not a coward. You know, I was a coward for many years. But then I came out from my small country, and I'm so happy that I did it.
I'm so happy you did it, too. By the way, your English is very good. You have such a large vocabulary, and you're very articulate at the way that you share the principles that you teach.
So, thank you.
Yeah, you.
I'm learning every day. I'm learning a phrase like, I'm a happy camper today, right?
Yes, you're a happy camper today. I'm a happy camper today, too. And I'm always happy when I'm camping. I've noticed that. You know, we're talking about the money game, and so many people have, you know, they really have some big dreams. They really want to do some really fun things for themselves, for their family. One of the things I think that I admire about you is that you not only write books, but you're in a place of service to others. In fact, when I rode that bike ride, it wasn't about Ken. I went and raised $15,000 for a foundation. In fact, together as a group of 166 riders, we raised $3.7 million for the foundation, Challenge Athlete Foundation. So the reason I mention that is because part of the breaking the barriers, breaking your limits is and testing yourself. If you make it a noble cause where you win, an organization wins, maybe your family wins, community wins, the world wins, it's more joyful. There's more happiness in that. I can assure you that. Ken, you do that when you write these books. You stretch yourself. You're learning a different language. You're putting yourself in a world that's was foreign to you 5 years ago. What do you think about that service piece? Is that a piece that's critical in creating wealth? Is in your world?
Yes, and it's a luxury. You know, you have to make both ends meet first, and then you have to create enough for your family. That is the must, right? And after feeding your family and your employees and all that, then you can afford to just do more service. So don't think of a service first, because that means you feel like I have to make it both ends meet, but I have to do this. No, just focus on paying all the bills first. And then after that, you have a luxury of servicing other people. So 80% or 90% of what I do it for free because this is brings me so much joy. And the rest 10% or 20%, I get paid very well.
I love that. Now, early on in my coaching, I had several people that would come to me that couldn't pay and they just didn't have any money. And I would say, give to yourself first. Take care of you first. Take care of what you need before you start trying to take care of, that, like I said, being in service and working with the world. Because so many of those folks had really big hearts. They were really givers. They give to everybody else, but they wouldn't give to themselves. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't take care of their finances. They wouldn't take care of their bodies, their mental, right? They would be just out focused. I said, no. If you want to make a change in the world, change you first. Then go out there. So we're in alignment with that. Yeah, I think that's an important principle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then just please make it your dream that one day I'll be able to help other people. Because along the way, you just find your financial control and then hopefully financial independence. And then you get to enjoy serving other people. If you make it a goal, financial independence is between you and the goal.
I love it. Okay, listen, I got to do a quick break, then we're going to come back up. Our time is already almost gone, Ken. So when you come back, I'd like you to give your message to those people that are really struggling right now and, for the new year here. What's your message for the new year to those folks? All right, we'll be right back. And you don't have to be struggling. You can want to take it to the next level. Ken's got a message for you. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
I have a mantra playing in my head right now, Ken Honda. And that mantra is joy, 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 ever new joy. And beautiful. I think about you and I think about money and I think about what I get to do for a living. I feel so blessed and so grateful. And I just thank you so much for being here today. So, Ken, I'd like my audience, we just got about 2 minutes left here. What's your message for them right now around money, around finance, around taking their life to the next level for this new year?
Mm-hmm. So life is to be enjoyed. And sometimes we bump into this trouble. And if you just, if you can give it a try to enjoy the trouble, because later on at nursery home, all the troubles you had could be a happy memory. So just enjoy your money issues and then try to overcome it. Do it as if you're writing your own biography. And this is how I'm going to get over this money trouble. And then please write a beautiful scenario for your life. After clearing all the financial issues or troubles, what kind of life do you want to create? Life is to be enjoyed. So come up with a fun script that is so great for you. So be creative.
Very good advice. I love it. Create the vision, journal the vision, tune into who you are, step into that. And remember, you can overcome any obstacle, as Ken said. Some of the best memories we have are the biggest challenges we've had. I can say that myself. Ken, you know, I almost forgot. Where can people get a hold of you today?
You can find all the information at kenhonda.com. K-E-N. Honda as in a car, kenhonda.com.
All right. Well, we'll be putting that at the beginning of this show too, so people can connect to you, Ken. Kenhonda.com. Don't forget kenhonda.com. Thank you so much, Ken, for being here. My heart's always warm with you.
Thank you.
For all of you, I want to thank you for joining me today. Remember, this is a show that grows because you grow. And this is a show that grows because you share. So if you want to grow, you want to become part of this community, we hope you'll subscribe to our YouTube channel. We also hope that you'll share the show with people that you care about and love so that we can all grow together. From my heart to yours, until we meet again, may you continue to look for and seek the unseeable in all areas of your life. See the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Take care.